This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your trial shave set at harrys.com/cag. And HelloFresh. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit hellofresh.com/cagcast60 and enter cagcast60. Gentlemen, welcome to CAGCAST episode number 558. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's live from Gamescom, Wombat.
Well, let me tell you, it's crazy here in Germany. I really like it, though. The food's really good, and I'm seeing a lot of people. Hey, Wombat! Hey, Major Nelson, how are you?
That was Major Nelson?
Yeah, that's what he sounds.
Why is his voice so high?
Hey, Wombat, how's the show going?
Sounds like Barney or Bobcat Goldthwait.
Whoa, Barney. Major Nelson.
That was good, Wombat. I bowed to you. I couldn't even get past the intro and tremendously long ad, but we all pull it together as a team, I feel. Shipwreck, what did
that's
you do?
That's how we work.
Where's your role in all this?
I am politely listening.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You could clap.
I don't know. Okay.
How are you?
I'm a little tired because I had a big ping pong day today. So today was my ping pong day.
Tuesday is when we're recording the show a little earlier than normal.
Right.
That's because I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you both for accommodating my weird schedule.
Right. That's my excuse for being tired and not being able to make it through the intro. Thank you.
So, yes. Thank you.
Yes. It was extra tiring because Ty came with me. So it's like, it's work, you know, to pull a kid through Manhattan.
I understand. I have to pull two kids through two states tomorrow.
No, but they're sitting in the car. That's a big difference. You don't have to worry about them getting like
they're just kind of coming along for the ride there.
Wombat. Exactly.
Not really. Yeah. Cool. Oh yeah. It's my trip.
They're not going to disappear from behind you if you're not keeping an eye out. Or
really?
Well,
really?
How bad of a driver are you?
Have you met my children? they're like little ninja monsters.
Do you have door locks?
Yes.
Okay, it's important. We talked about kids falling out of cars a couple weeks ago.
That is true.
Serious business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is our first canned show. If our last show was a live show, I don't know. It's pretty much the same show.
It's always like a live show for us.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's not like the process changes, really.
Nope.
People seem...
I just don't get to look at you gentlemen while I do it now.
Right. It is easier when you're sitting next to the person. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree. That ideally.
Yes, but I found myself because I was sitting in the middle, like when you were talking, I'd look at you and then Shipwreck would talk in my head. I felt like wasn't turning in time. So I felt like I was, you know, like Shipwreck was staring at the back of my head too much. But
it's probably not the ideal setup.
Yeah. Along a table is not probably ideal, but I don't remember looking at the back of your head ever, Wombat.
So there you go. It's all in my all.
I was making eye contact with the thousands of fans in attendance.
That's true. I was surprised how many people showed up. Thank you, Long Island Retro, for really, I can't believe that there were 4,000 people in that room, but
I don't think
it was pretty remarkable.
That room cannot hold 4,000 people.
Some kind
or
of
even
fire violation or something.
There were more people there than there were at Barack Obama's inauguration.
No. How many people were there really there? Shipwreck. I'm asking
75.
Shipwreck. Oh, you counted?
What? I'm sorry. I mean, I guess around
terrible
75.
Counter. I don't.
Shipwreck.
30, maybe
30. No,
less, more.
No, I counted the amount. I counted. I did. It was like okay.
Are we counting the families that we brought along
in
with us?
Each row? There was
more than 30, people. Ship. Come on, even I. Could,
there was about 70 people.
We brought like 30 people. Or
right. I deleted them from my count.
You're saying my parents don't count?
We didn't bring 30 people, by the way. That's a
no.
Gross exaggeration.
I did like the fact that when your parents were leaving, your mom was suggesting going to Chili's. It was very on brand for the Wombat family.
I actually brought it up first, for it, to be perfectly honest, to which my father was like, that's not happening. So
I don't think I could. It was nice to meet your parents finally. And
that's the first time you've met them as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I could have picked them out of a lineup. If I had talked to a lineup of people for 2 minutes each. I mean, not that I talked to your parents for very long at LI Retro, but still, they were not what I expected. Do you agree, Ship, or disagree?
I don't know what that means.
They seemed to be Wombat-y to me.
Oh, did they? Okay. I mean, your
choice in septuagenarians there was either going to be your parents or Wombat's parents.
We supply the old people.
So
yeah,
we were the old people,
I'm curious to know what that means. Did you think that my parents like that? They're too good looking to be Wombat's parents, or was it they're too creepy looking?
No. Your dad seemed very laid back, and
he is not.
He's not. No. Oh, okay. He seemed like
I think he was, you know, because he was just kind of there.
Okay, he seemed
that was it was more disinterest. Then laid back, but I could see the confusion.
Okay, yeah, he seemed like not worried about being there at all and just like going with the flow.
That is very accurate. Okay. Yes, that is accurate. Yes.
How do I stop my screensaver from kicking in every 5 minutes? It's really annoying.
You enter the world of 2018.
What? You don't use screensavers?
No.
Oh.
I will say that my kids enjoyed hanging out with all the other children.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. They like seeing the your child and your child.
Our children.
Our
collectively.
Children. Yes.
Yeah, Emma's Shipwreck's daughter is pretty hilarious, I gotta say.
She's pretty funny.
From the moment that I picked him up at the airport, she like you know, it's like a 45-minute drive. She probably talked most of it. Just saying hilarious things.
A solid 43 minutes of it, I would say.
It was very difficult to concentrate on driving with this comedy going on in the backseat. It was pretty fantastic. So it was very good having you guys.
Well, thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
We enjoyed it as well.
And I have something to remember you by on my knee.
Yes. The hero we deserve.
The hero we Wombat, do you want to hear the story of how I tried to be a hero?
What did you do?
So we were at this, we were eating dinner or lunch? Lunch.
Dinner? No, dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a place that we go to a lot. We really like it. It's like on a dock, basically. And you sit out on like picnic tables, and they have really good cheeseburgers. And also fried clams and stuff. But the cheeseburgers are like probably the best cheeseburgers I've ever had. And Mrs. Cheapy agrees. Anyway, so we're there and, you know, me, Mrs. Cheapy, Ty, Shipwreck's daughter. And they want to go for a walk along the, you know, on the dock there. Want to hang out on the dock. And I'm like, all right, Ty, but it's your job. You have to watch Em. She's very small. She could, you know, easily like fall through the slots on the dock, you know, on the floor, but on the railing.
Yeah, like the slats that are, it's just like a fence type of thing.
And
like
it goes right into the water on the other side. So like, Ty, it's your job to make sure that you have to have an eye on her and, you know, take care that she doesn't fall in the water. You understand? Yes. So they go off and, you know, we order and we're sitting down at the table and we're talking. And I look over and I see that Em is playing like right on the edge of the dock. Like she's right up against where if she loses her balance or something, she could fall into the water.
It's like a 15-foot drop or so.
Yeah.
Now
Ty is standing right next to her.
Right.
So, which is what he's supposed to be doing. So I look over and I say, when I see it, I go, Ty, look, she's right on the water, you know, can you, you know, I don't know what I ship, what I don't know exactly what I said, but I was trying to make it clear that this was a dangerous position and please do something about it. Am I saying everything correctly?
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's correct. So I was kind of watching the situation.
Okay. I wasn't sure because of the angle, if you could see.
Yeah, and you're not as familiar with my child either. So.
Sure. And, so anyway, after I said that to Ty, I said, Ty, please, you know, whatever I said to take care of the situation. And his response was to try and use his leg to somehow, I don't know, like, it was like
hold her back. I think like
it was like she was a bag of flaming dog shit, and he wouldn't want to, doesn't want to touch her somehow.
Right.
I don't know. I don't understand.
She was like laying on her stomach, like looking over the edge, and he was like putting his foot like trying to get his foot like underneath her stomach.
I don't know. I didn't know. I saw that. Right. And so I saw that, and I was like, holy shit, like. He's gonna kick her into the water. And so my immediate response, we were all sitting, like I said, we're sitting at picnic tables, and we're sitting in like these plasticky metal lawn furniture chairs. And I went to like push back, you know, to knock the chair back so I could get up and go over there. And the chairs are on like, you know, everything's on like concrete and it's all like busted up and everything. So when I went to push back, the chair didn't really like go too far, and I stood up, and you know, like I'm very long and uncoordinated, so I just like went over like a really heavy sack of potatoes, and my like knee first, you know, on my side, but like my knee went into the gravel first, into the cement first. I don't know what happened at that point with your daughter and Ty. Because I was like underneath the table behind us with like a chair.
I didn't see what happened to you because I was looking at them.
Right.
And then I just heard this big like crash.
So my leg
we had to go get you bandaged up.
Yeah. It's pretty scabby right now.
Thank you for saving my daughter.
I didn't make it 1 foot from where I was sitting.
That's how
far I made it. And my leg was bleeding.
I'd go into battle anytime with you.
Thank you. You know, I at least in theory, I have your back. If I, you know, the mind is willing, the body may not be. But my, you know, my leg was bleeding throughout the whole meal. And like, I'm just taking like napkins.
I felt bad about that.
Yeah, it wasn't a great situation.
You hung in there.
We all did our best.
You finished your burger.
It was a great fucking burger, I gotta say.
We got ice cream afterwards.
That made it okay.
I just know I wasn't invited to any of this. And I will say that when my daughter was watching M at the RetroCon, nothing happened to her. That's all I'm saying. You could have invited me and my portable babysitter, and it all would have been fine.
What's your portable babysitter? Oh, your daughter.
Sabrina.
Right.
Have sitter will travel.
Right.
We hung out a lot, all three of us together, though, in families.
Yes, we did. It was very nice, and I didn't need to be there Sunday evening, so that's okay.
You could have saved me.
I could have.
So crunchy right now.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I hope you learned your lesson. When in doubt, you know, always ask yourself, would the addition of Wombat make this better or worse?
I should. We did have a nice barbecue. We had a barbecue
that was a lot
the
of
night
fun.
Before. Or something.
I enjoyed the barbecue. I enjoyed the Benihana, where my son ate everyone's steak.
It was delicious.
And they screwed up my order, but it was okay.
They're having a contest at Benihana now where I'm on their mailing list. It's like the Benihana Chef of the Year. So if you videotape your chef, and he happens to do well, because I'd imagine if you videotape your chef and he just like, you know, drops a shrimp or something, they'd probably disqualify you. But if your entry wins, you win some prize. I didn't get that far in the email, but, so yeah, I don't know what the point of that story was, but next time, bring your camera.
That was a really good dinner though.
Yeah. Benihana's good.
It was good. It was fun. It was nice.
I wanted to thank Ryan from Long Island Retro. Did you thank him already, Wombat? You might've done that. I forgot.
No, not on this show.
Okay. Well, he make sure that we come to that, which is really, and it's really fun for all of us. And also a shout out to Max from Harry's, who came to the show with gifts for the listeners. He's actually a listener, and he's told me before the show that he, first time he ever heard of Harry's was from listening to the CADcast, and then he wound up getting a job there. So that was pretty cool. And yeah, it was a great time.
Cool.
Thanks, everybody. Ty told me this week that he wanted exactly my level of fame. Because he said he wanted to be a YouTuber, a famous YouTuber. And I was like, really? Like, you want like people stopping you on the street everywhere and like, you know, asking for photos and stuff? Like, don't you think that would get old pretty quickly? And he's like, well, I don't need to be that famous. I'm like, well, how famous do you need to be? Exactly. And he's like, oh, like your level. Basically, only people ask at like conventions. I agree, actually. I feel like that is a good level of fame to have. No?
Sure. GPD famous, that's a good level.
I feel like you. If you don't want to, if you want to be able to go to the supermarket.
To get bandages for your knee.
Didn't we go, we went to Target, right? Or no?
No, no. Not that. We did go to Target in the mall, but we, for the bandages, we went to some grocery store near.
Oh, Stop and Shop. We went to Stop and Shop.
That sounds like.
Yeah. How about some show feedback? I think that's where we are, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. We're not very far along. King Rockin' LR says, great live podcast. It had everything I love about you guys, talking gaming, making jokes, even some shopping news, and it contained zero of what I don't like. Shout out to Cheapy for not burping. Thanks for all you do. I burped.
I just burped right now. I had to hold it for the whole length of that. You reading that question. You read it so slowly. Thank you. I lost most of the power behind the burp.
No problem. Have you seen any good movies lately?
Oh, are we doing Watch This, Bitches?
That would be what I was segueing into cleverly, yes.
Yes.
Cleverly.
Yes. Yeah. I decided to take my family to support the Asian community. And we saw Crazy Rich Asians. We even took Ty. And we all liked it. Ty said he liked it more than he thought he would. Because we explained to him, you know, we're going to see a romantic comedy. And what that entails generally. Because there's some like,
So there's going to be penises and vaginas.
No, it's PG. It's PG-13.
Total ween in the vagine.
No.
So get ready.
No. It's appropriate for an soon-to-be 11-year-old who...
I'm sure.
I don't know. But it was... I
knows what a ween and a vagina are.
While I enjoyed the movie, and it was very cool to see a big movie with an all Asian cast, basically, the story... I hadn't read the book before, and I don't know how the movie differs from the book, but the general story of the movie is like well-trotted material. Like, this is not a story that you haven't seen before. It's done very well, but it's not like probably the best version of that particular story.
Could you tell it was from the director of G.I. Joe Retaliation?
I could not tell. I had not seen, it's because I haven't seen G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you could keep up with this movie?
And I can still enjoy this movie.
You probably missed some of the smaller throwbacks.
Mm-hmm. The shout outs to Snake Eyes.
There was a few ninjas in the movie that was not. Like,
were they battling on the side of a cliff face?
Yeah, on that was so ropes? Random, I thought. Yeah. They were just going to, they're on their way to this like high society party, and there were these ninjas fighting. That explains a lot. Mrs. Chibi and I all both agreed that we enjoyed. What's the name? The Big Sick. A little bit more. We thought the movie was significantly funnier. And the story was a lot more unique. So, not that you need to compare the two movies, but they're two romantic comedies that we've seen.
What about any other ethnic comedies, romantic comedies?
I think they're the last two we've seen, actually.
You didn't see Boomerang or anything recently?
The Eddie Murphy movie?
Yeah. I was going to say Eddie Murphy and Robin Givens.
Yeah. I've seen that. Not recently.
Well, how does it rate with these?
You see Robin Givens naked in that, I think, don't you?
I do not know.
I don't know. I don't remember the movie, except for that. Maybe. All right. That was the show feedback. Oh, we're on to Watch This Bitches. We just did Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, we just did one of those.
We just watched that bitch. My parents saw it also, and they enjoyed it. I believe they gave me number ratings, but I forgot what they were. I think like
my mother saw it also and said,
"Wow, this movie."
Did she give it a number rating? Hold on, I'm checking for the number rating.
She gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
Mom gives it an 8. Dad gives it a 7.
All right.
I give it a 8. On the Abrams family scale.
I'm so glad. Yes. I needed that. Yeah.
I also bought Infinity War on 4K disc.
How's that? I own it digitally.
It's a pretty good movie. That
yeah, it is a good movie.
Ty cried again when we watched it. Again. Oh, yeah. That was really mean of them to... Oh, wait. I won't spoil it.
Right. But you don't need to... I don't need to spoil it.
I think everyone knows, but yeah.
There's a certain character who they basically...
Has a sad moment.
No. Not even that. There's a certain character who basically dies in two different movies, more or less. And it's not really fair to fans of that character to make them suffer twice, I feel. And I feel like that's spoiler free and whatever. I had to watch Ty suffer twice. I gotta say, my TV sucks, and I don't think I'm experiencing any benefit from watching a 4K ultra high. I don't even know. What do you call the disc that a 4K movie's on?
Expensive.
No, I mean, like, literally, like,
no, it's the ultra HD 4K disc, 4K okay. Blu-ray, I think.
4K Blu-ray. Okay. I don't know necessarily that I could tell the difference between a 4K Blu-ray and a regular Blu-ray on my setup.
Are you running it through an M cable?
I am. Don't know that that matters. I think that my TV is just not, I don't know.
Time for new TVs.
I don't think there are any that are worth getting right now.
Probably not.
There never will be.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Never again.
That works for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep earning interest on that money. Soon I'm going to have the best TV ever. All right. Is that it for... Oh, here. We've been watching more My Hero Academia. Have you guys been tuning in?
No. You know what? That's what, actually, I was going to bring up something that I am watching.
Oh, okay. Not My Hero Academia?
No, you've talked about the show 3 times in a row and no one cares anymore.
Well, there's a question. There's a question here that I was going to read, though.
That's wonderful. I started watching Disenchanted.
Okay. Oh, how is that? We were going to watch it, but I decided it probably wasn't that good.
It's not that good. No. So you're right. I'm hoping it gets better. I don't know. Maybe I'll stick with it because I downloaded it so I can watch it on the train. But I haven't felt the need to watch it. It's a little disappointing. I thought it'd be funnier. It's not that funny. It feels a little derivative, but...
Do you know what one of the most popular
anyway,
shows is?
Anyway, tell me who your favorite character in My Hero Academia is, asks Matt Chin.
Do you know what one of the most popular shows is on Hulu?
Who's your favorite character?
My Hero Academia is the answer. I asked Ty. Oh, I didn't ask Ty. Mrs. Chibi said Eraserhead, which you don't know. That's the guy with bandages who can erase your powers by looking at you. Mine is probably Froppy, who is the frog girl. Is it weird to like, I don't know if it's what's the most pervy thing about me being into the frog girl. If the fact that she's a cartoon, if that she's supposed to be in high school or that she's a frog, basically a frog girl. But I'm sort of somehow very interested in Froppy. You should Google Froppy right now.
Wow. I'm not going to do that.
Froppy.
Why? It's just like a frog girl. It's not like some sexual thing.
I bet like 5 rows down it gets pretty sexual.
No, I don't think so.
Type in Froppy, the first thing that comes up is Froppy cosplay.
Yeah, there you go. So you see what she looks like. That's Froppy. She's a high school girl that's like a frog girl. She actually says like ribbit.
So do I. Does that make me a frog boy?
No, but she has a really long tongue and she can jump really high.
So do I.
You cannot jump really high.
I could jump higher than you probably think I could.
No. I'm going to guess that you would underperform. The tongue thing, I believe you if you say it. I don't have any evidence. I don't have any evidence.
Send you a picture.
My gut is telling me the jump. I'm right on the jumping thing. All right, let's do some shopping news. There's some big shopping news. Like every week now, it's the ripple effect. It's all related.
Yep.
So, who wants to talk about Amazon? I mean, Amazon slashed a number of different Prime benefits and Twitch benefits. Who's up to date on these? The best. I was too really depressed to read it.
Well, they've changed. They're getting rid of the 20% off on the pre-orders, which they'd already altered that deal for a while now. Like,
yes.
It was getting worse and worse.
I did pray that they didn't alter it further.
Right. It didn't help. Good try.
Sorry.
and so they took that away, and now they're giving $10 in Amazon credit for select game pre-orders.
Like what Best Buy does when they feel like it.
Yes. So, and then they're... What are they giving? What are they taking away from Twitch?
Twitch Prime. Yeah.
Getting those ads. So you're actually getting something more there. So they take away area and they give it
you
another.
You may see an ad for something that you didn't even know you wanted or needed. This could be a benefit.
Right. That you could get a $10 credit for.
Ty loves ads because, like, you know, we don't have cable TV or, you know, we have YouTube, whatever they call YouTube now, where you don't have ads, and Hulu, no ads. So whenever we go to a restaurant or something and there's a TV playing and he sees an ad, it's just like you can't even get his attention no matter what. So, yeah, you're right. He's like, ooh, I got something good. He might be the only one, though.
My kids are like that, too, when they see ads. They're very confused.
Even if it's about like adult diapers, it doesn't matter. It doesn't be toys. It's anything. Oh, tampons, great.
It's what I'd like to see happen is as soon as Amazon turns this off, Best Buy like reactivates GCU again.
Surprise!
Gamer Club, just like yes,
rise from your grave, GCU, and they like have it's all like it's like a video comes, everything's like all pixel art, and the Best Buy store is all drawn in, just looks just like Altered Beast, and it's like you're in the graveyard, and all of a sudden you hear that voice, and like the GCU's coming out of from the ground. Oh, can you imagine? The stock price would just go through the roof.
Right, they would get a lot of pre-orders that day and so many like subscriptions.
So many. It would be great. Come on, Best Buy. I'm giving you everything I got here. Do it for the people. What are we supposed to do now?
Not buy as many games?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically it.
It's kind of how this works now, right? Like, it's not like people just keep buying the same number of games.
Right. I mean, in a way, you know, GameStop is probably going to get a lot less used game inventory because less new games are going to be bought, at least physically. If there's no big discount to buy physically, I don't know. It's not great for us. I was posting stuff about this on Twitter, and there were a lot of comments from people who. From Best Buy, I get this is like selective, but people who said like me, who basically switched from all their Amazon shopping to Best Buy to get in that mm-hmm. cycle of buying games with your reward certificates that you're earning from buying vacuum cleaners and shit. And now it's like, I guess just go back to Amazon.
Once it's all over, I'll just buy everything digitally.
Target will have 5% off.
That's true. 5% off a Target. I do get that.
So. I was looking at like what I actually got out of Prime today, and it was like, I don't know. Maybe when that comes due again, I don't really need Amazon Prime anymore.
The price has gone up.
Yeah, it's gone up, and I'm getting less for that.
Wombat, do you watch Prime Video?
Occasionally. I mean, I'd have to like think about that.
Yeah, there's nothing on there I watch. Like, I have enough other things. Like, it's to the point somebody brought this up.
I
want to
watch the Jack Ryan show with Jim from The Office.
Oh, I'll watch that.
You're not going to watch that.
I'll watch that.
I might. You never know. I could download it.
Jim from The Office is in an action series?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
He's Jack Ryan.
Yeah, he's Jack Ryan.
I watched the trailer. I didn't even realize that was him. It was pretty small on my phone, I guess. I don't know. Or I'm blind.
Could be both.
Maybe it was just a picture. That's it. It was a picture. It wasn't a video.
It's coming back around to where cable is just as cheap as having all these different things.
No, it's not. It's not. Maybe for you, not in this area. In this,
it totally is.
No, come on. You can't. It's over $100 to have cable.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. What do you pay? Your cable bill is like $200.
No, it's not.
$170.
About that.
Okay.
I have 1 gigabit
Yeah, but most of that's your internet.
No. Yeah. But 70 of that is your internet.
Okay.
No, I think it's the other way around.
No. Because I have that deal. I have the same deal. I pay 70.
All right.
Maybe 80. Maybe 80. Could be 90. It's definitely less than 100.
But by the time you're adding on all these subscriptions that keep ripping stuff out of them.
Can we all blame Best Buy, though, for just not being able to keep track of resellers abusing GCU?
Can we just blame the people that were abusing it?
No. I mean,
Best Buy for having a loophole.
Maybe we blame the video game companies for setting retail too high.
Can we blame everybody but us?
I guess.
I blame EA, right? Can we blame Electronic Arts?
Loot boxes. It's all loot boxes.
Blame them by giving them $30 a year.
Yeah, that's another one that I think I should probably stop doing.
All right. I don't know what else to say about Best Buy. Look at my Twitter. I posted things when I was on the train.
I don't want this to hurt GameStop, I guess, because I like the more stores, the better. That's how we win.
I love being able to go into a mall and see a store selling video games and pops. Mostly pops, but whatever. It's better than not having that.
Right. The more places that sell video games, the more chance you have at getting and pops. The more chance you have at getting a deal.
Yes, I agree. Of course. We've already lost one GameStop in our mall. If we lost the second one, Armageddon.
Wait, in the same mall?
At least, what's that?
Yes.
In the same mall?
There used to be two in the same mall.
In the mall we went to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, the one that
not in the mall we went
that
to.
That has seven different ice cream places.
Or did you go to both malls?
I went to both malls.
Oh, okay.
We went to the mall with the 54 holes of glow-in-the-dark mini.
I believe.
58 holes of glow-in-the-dark mini golf.
Yes, I've played that mini golf course.
Through the old management offices of this mall.
Yes, it's very weird and creepy when you get to the back.
This is the name of the mall is Roosevelt Field. It's one of the biggest malls in the country. But yeah, there's this mini golf course that's in the bottom level of the mall where all
I hope you did the Groupon for that and didn't pay.
They didn't have one. I checked, they didn't have one.
Really? Because the last time I went there, it was Groupon, and it was I think I paid $8 for Elliot and I.
Whatever. Oh yeah, I checked. I didn't see it. I checked while I was there.
Yeah, me too.
It's in an old office setup. So there's a couple big rooms, but then eventually, there's 50 something holes. Eventually you're playing in somebody's old office. There's two holes in there.
There's a lot of old offices you get into.
Yeah. It's pretty weird. And hallways, you play in the hallways and it's all dark, no windows, black lights. And after 18 holes, you're pretty fucking disoriented, I gotta say. I was all right, time to go.
They were playing weird cover versions of 90s techno music.
Yeah.
It was an experience.
It was interesting. You played through the whole thing, Wombat? No, don't tell me you did. Wombat? Uh-oh. Hello?
What happened to Wombat?
Oh, sorry. I lost you guys for a second there. Okay.
I just wanted to know if you played through all 58 holes.
We did the whole course until the end.
Gosh. Yeah. How could you possibly do that?
Because Elliot wanted to, but and it was the two of us.
Didn't it take you 2 hours?
No, because it was just me and him. Oh. It would take us forever.
Well, M started.
And there was no one else there. We were literally the only two people in the place.
It was crowded when we were there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We were the only two people there. Literally the only two people.
Towards it like was the. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say it was the day that there was this. Remember the Build-A-Bear fiasco?
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes. There was a fiasco. Yeah.
We didn't go that day. But because of the fiasco, I got that coupon in the mail, and I was alone with Elliot because it was Sabrina's birthday, and she was having a big party that he wasn't invited to. So I took him to Roosevelt Field Mall, and I got him a Build-A-Bear, and we played mini golf, so he wouldn't care that he wasn't invited to his sister's birthday.
Look at you.
And it worked.
Look at you, Dad of the Year.
He had like the best day.
58 holes of hell golf for your son, and a Build-A-Bear, no less. That's good. Around the 15th hole, I think M started to like just throw the balls back.
Right. She was just picking up every time we hit one, she would just play defense.
She'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
Not good. Put it back.
Yep.
Oh, you know what is really good though? And who we really appreciate? Harry's.
Who?
Harry's, the bringer of the free products to our podcast, live podcast. Don't you remember? Max? Mm-hmm.
Max and I bonded over the razors that we liked.
Well, what do you love about Harry's Wombat? What did you tell Max?
I love that Harry's makes me look good. That's what I love. I love that every time I use my Harry's razor, the next day, without fail, I get some sort of compliment on how good I look. So I thank you, Harry's, for that.
That is pretty awesome. I just I did a neck shave this morning. Because it takes too long to do the whole thing. But yeah, it was smooth sailing with Harry's. It was great. You know, Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. In case you don't know, Jeff and Andy started the company because they were fed up with paying so much money for razor blades at the drugstore. So they started their own company, got a factory in Germany, and now they sell the blades direct to you for half the price. Harry stands by the quality of their blades, so they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision, so they created a trial offer. You can claim yours by going to harrys.com/CAG. You'll get a $13 value trial set that comes with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade, which I use all the time, by the way. I don't know about you, Wombat, but I'm all about the trimmer blade. Also mm-hmm. comes with rich lavering shave gel, which is also excellent and I use. That I just bought at Target, and the travel blade cover. So yes, listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/CAG. Make sure you go to harrys.com/CAG to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thank you, Harry's. And don't forget, check out their other like face care products. They're very good. I have a whole sink countertop. Full of Harry's products. How about some new releases?
Certainly. Sure. I've been playing a little bit of one. I've played some of All-Star Fruit Racing.
I mean, it sounds like a game. It sounds almost a little offensive, but...
That's an interesting price at $35.99.
I think that's the sale price on Switch. I've been playing it on Xbox One. I think it's a $40 game on there. They sent along a code. Yeah,
that's not making it sound better.
it is definitely inspired by Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the Sugar Rush game from
what I was going to say. It looks like Sugar Rush.
But replace all the candy with fruit. That's kind of the vibe they're going for. The racing, it's not bad. It's not stellar, I wouldn't say. Like, it gets the job done.
That price, it should be stellar.
Right. The price is I don't think the game is priced quite right, I would say.
It's not as good as Sonic Racing Transformers.
No, it's not to that level. Like, they did a good job on, like, the environments, and the power-up system is kind of neat because you can... It has like the icons that you collect out on the racetrack, but you can like collect different kinds of fruit and get different power-ups and launch them all at one time, or kind of like they like combine to do different powers, and that's kind of like the unique twist on it, I would say. But I have a problem with, like, the characters aren't really voiced. It's kind of weird that they're just like human looking people. Like, maybe they could have gone a different route with like the characters that are driving the cars.
Wait, the fruit drives the car?
No.
The fruit is the car? I'm so confused. Why do they make this so difficult? It's just fruit racing.
So the cars are just like carts, like kart racing things. But they have like kind of fruit theme, like skins and stuff on them that you unlock and everything.
For $40, I want to be driving fruit.
Right. Or you want the characters to be fruit. Or something.
Right.
This is like,
or interesting. You want the characters to be interesting.
Right. The characters are not. They all like have. Like, I'm playing as the girl that's like strawberry themed, or maybe she really likes strawberries. It's not really clear. Her name is just like a normal. Her name might be like Catherine.
It's not even strawberry something.
No, her name is like Catherine.
Well, they don't want to get sued by Strawberry Shortcake.
Right.
Is like that American Greetings.
It would almost be like. This would be more interesting if they had gotten that license and just like had all the Strawberry Shortcake characters in there.
Oh, then I'm in.
Right. It needs the personality though. It doesn't have the personality. Like they have the racing's good enough. Like the power up, like system sure. is good enough. The tracks are good enough.
If it was Mask.
Yes.
Then we'd be talking.
It needs something like fruit. Is not it's not the license you're looking for.
No, I think the sequel is going to be salad. Everything salad related.
And it's
salad
like,
racers.
It's like giving you like they're good facts, but it's like on the loading screen, it's giving you like facts about fruit.
Ugh.
Like, did you know that apples are made up 25% of air, and that's why they float?
Yeah, I mean that seems reasonable.
Is King Candy in this?
That's what they need. They need, like,
oh, I'm the king of the fruits.
Maybe that's, like, where sure. they needed, like,
that I love apples. They float.
That was the $20 they got out of making this a full price game. That's why it's not a $60. Yeah. They like, just didn't have the resources to, like, give it the character that it needs. Like, you need character for your cart.
I love bananas because they have appeal.
Right. That's what Chip, it means.
You're saying that they could only afford the generic fruit license?
Is that much? How much does it cost for bananas? Bananas are free, sir. Bananas is the theme. Can we afford grapes? Grapes are free, sir. Grapes!
Is the soundtrack all like just general audience,
it's
like classical
claps.
Music?
It's literally just hand claps.
And cowbell.
It might actually have some hand claps now that you're talking. Like, I'm trying to think through. Like, it's all so muted. Like, all the audio is. So, it's like, I don't know. It's,
everybody wants a banana. Here we go, a banana.
Like, it needs, like, at the $20 level, like, I can see it, like, being fun with friends, like, with kids. I mean,
we've now talked more about this game than
why shouldn't we? It's all
why
star
is it called
fruit racing?
Yeah, why is the all? What's the all star part? I understand like fruit racing. Okay,
everyone knows that apples and bananas are the all star fruits.
Maybe
like,
they were trying to get like Smash Mouth to do the soundtrack, and it didn't work out.
Hey, now you're an all. star.
Wasn't that Sonic
you're
racing game? Did that have all star in it? In the title,
yeah, Sega something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Sonic, the Sega All-Star. Yeah, Sega All-Star Racing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, there's your answer. We cracked the code, everybody. All right, guys. Good job, fruities, fruit racers.
Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, you could tell, I think P-Cube made it, which they make like music games and everything, right?
What's it called?
P-Cube. I know I've played games from P-Cube. They make Galgun. Throw the Galgun girls in here. Like something.
Is that the panty game?
That's the touching game, yeah. With the they're shooting the hoo-has and
you're molesting women in the game, more or less.
Okay, so
they like it.
They've got
they had it coming?
I don't know. They have like they've got like Cat Quest and Blaze Blue and stuff on their website. Like all that stuff has like personality.
Right, fruit.
Yeah.
Well,
there wasn't anybody in the. I tried to play some online. There was not a community yet.
No. All right. What else we got?
We have Guacamelee 2, which apparently is a PlayStation exclusive this time around.
Okay. Cool.
That first game was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this one is as well.
It's a couch co-op type of situation.
I only played the first game solo, so
I believe the first game at some point
added it in.
I think you're right.
I feel like that happened.
Me too.
What else we have in new releases?
We have Shenmue 1 and 2. That's $30.
Okay. I did see people playing that on Twitter today.
So that is out for both Xbox One, PC, and PS4. No Switch on that one. Kind of surprising, actually.
Was this a Kickstarter?
No, you're thinking of Shenmue 3.
Right. I wasn't sure if there was two Kickstarters. Okay, this just happened.
There could have been a Kickstarter for this, but I doubt it. I'm thinking they probably just were able to do this without a Kickstarter.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
Did you guys play Shenmue? Any of them?
I've never played that game, ever.
You would hate it.
I have a feeling I would. That's why I've never played it.
Right.
So
my friend,
I am playing something that I thought was a new release, but I don't see it on the list.
Okay, we'll talk about it after new releases then.
Well, okay, fine then. I was going to talk about Graveyard Keeper. Have you checked out Graveyard Keeper yet?
Yeah, I have it on PC. Okay.
I also have it on PC.
Oh.
They added it to the Xbox, the
Game Pass
thing that I paid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's out on Xbox Game Pass.
That's why. So that would explain why I saw several people playing it on my friends list.
There you go.
I was like, wow, this game's doing pretty well. Like, I didn't really hear much about it. Have you played it at all?
I think it came out like between shows, so I'm considering that a new release.
Okay.
That's what I was bringing
I'll
up.
Allow it. So.
Have you played it, Wombat, or are you just...
Yeah, I played a little bit of it. It's cute. Interesting.
I didn't get very far. I get the idea that they expect you to do a lot of Googling to figure out what to do. Did you get that
impression?
Yeah, it
seems like a little... Yeah, but... I'm not a big fan of that.
I gotta say.
I don't know. I didn't pay for it.
No. It seemed cute, though.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was going to be like a graveyard sim game, but it's not.
They say it's Stardust Valley, but in a medieval graveyard.
I'd rather it be like City Skyline or Jurassic whatever world, but with a graveyard. Because I would be into that game.
I think I'm on the last island of Jurassic World. What do you think of that?
Cool.
I mean, cool. I've made a great accomplishment.
That's it. Good for you.
Oh, all right. Jeez. Yeah. Anything else?
Into the Switch releases?
I hope not, but you're going to say them anyway.
Fun Box Party.
Fun Box
Story Party.
Of my life.
$2.
That's a good price for
that is a good part. For a fun box, you really can't go wrong for $2. How about for $10, we have Animated Jigsaw's Beautiful Japanese Scenery.
I'm okay.
For $8, you can get Flip Over Frog.
Fun Box Party. Good luck. Good luck finding, Googling that.
How about Johnny Turbo's Arcade Nitro Ball? Do we know what Nitro Ball is? Do we remember what Nitro Ball is?
No.
Not really.
How do they find arcade games that I don't know?
It's a data release East, of course.
I spent a lot of time in arcades growing up, so...
I feel like I may know what this is.
Nitro Ball Arcade. Oh, it looks like a... What is this, a puzzle game? No, I don't know this. Boy, they are digging deep into the mediocre arcade games. It's like a sports shooter. Oish, oish, oish. All right, anything else?
I think that's probably... Castle Storm came out for Switch. That's a good game. And Metal Slug 4 came out for Switch. And
great.
Every other game
coming up Switch
is out for Switch as well.
Okay. So that so what you're saying is that's it for new releases.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's what you're saying.
We should have a I might have to separate the Switch releases out into these are released again.
New old releases.
Right.
New segment.
Everybody's favorite old games on the Switch.
We're going to be talking about another one later. Well, it's time for multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught. Summer Games event winding down, Wombat. Hope you got all your skins that you wanted.
Oh, I got them all. It's amazing. I was so happy to get them.
Which one did you really, the most happy about, would you say?
I'm going to say I was most happy about getting the Grim Reaper in lifeguard gear.
Grim Reaper in lifeguard gear. That see, I don't even know. That's embarrassing. I don't think he's in lifeguard gear. That would be That would be McCree, I believe. I did not look it up.
I got the hamster and the beach ball. Too. That one was pretty good.
Sweet.
It was there anything fruit themed?
I don't have any fruity skins.
Oh, I'm out then.
We've been playing a game that is not out yet, but we are allowed to talk about it.
Some of it, right?
Some of it.
Okay,
yep.
I see the notes here. I will stick to these notes.
Stick to these
I can also notes. Stick to these notes.
I'm limiting my e-coverage.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been playing Strange Brigade, which is a 4-player co-op, third-person...
Shooter?
Action shooter. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Action adventure shooter?
What era would you call that?
I believe it takes place in what's supposed to be the late 30s, maybe early 40s.
I was going to say early 40s.
Yeah. Indiana Jones style.
Which is a big selling point of the game, I think, is that whole aesthetic, complete with a narrator / announcer who is providing commentary based on like sounding like he's from that era.
It's sort of based on like an old movie serial style. Yeah. Where, you know, oh, you're at it again, folks. Good job. No one can stop you.
Right. And that's a pretty good imitation. Now
thank you.
I find that like pretty cool and clever.
I like it a lot.
Mrs. GP was like, wow, that's like pretty annoying. Can you like turn that off or something?
It's supposed to be. It's part of the charm of it.
Believe it or not. So I said, whatever, get out of here. I like this announcer. And anyway, she went to get ready for bed. But I went into the menus later and
you can dial him back.
You can, there's actually levels of how much, how chatty he is, basically.
Well, I should make sure it's turned up all the way.
It is. Yeah. That's the default.
Oh, okay.
Default is all the
way. Yeah. Yeah. So I was pretty impressed that they had
I really enjoy it when you pick up ammo and your character says, getting ammo, and then the announcer just says the same exact thing right after the character says it. That's I enjoy that.
He
quite
got
a bit.
The ammo.
Right. It's pretty good.
The Strange Brigade has done it again.
Have you guys played together at all, or are you just doing it all?
No, I haven't had a chance to connect with either of you, but we'll talk about I played the first level of the campaign on my own. I like the different things you could do. I actually played around with different characters to see what their different abilities are, because each one has a different special ability. But any character can use any weapon, which I kind of like.
And you keep your you can upgrade the weapons with these gems that you find that give them I have a weapon that has vampire health ability and ricochet.
Really, I haven't found any gems for my weapons yet. I should be better at this.
What? They're in the treasure chests. I bet you found them and have not gone into the upgrade screen.
Maybe. Maybe I'm just stupid. I believe you.
Have you bought any weapons?
Yes, I did buy a weapon.
So when you go to buy your weapons, like in the level, there's like these little chests that like near some of the save points that like open up and you can like swap out stuff. You can either upgrade your weapons there or in the main menu. So, yeah, get better.
I've only bought weapons from the chest. Like, there's a chest that says 500 to open.
Oh, no, no. Those are like your special one-time use weapons.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can buy weapons that are, like, permanent, and they can swap between characters as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. I haven't found those yet, but maybe it's just me.
You have, or maybe you're just either left. You're super bad at this, or
I found, I think I'm missing one collectible in the first level.
So you have them, you just haven't applied them.
I guess. I have to keep looking. I missed one of the falcons, the blue falcons that you shoot of the four. I missed one of those.
Either you're super bad at this or the sky is blue.
I was going to say, but I found all of the, whatchamacallit.
So cats.
Not the cats, the other thing.
You didn't find all Rats. The cats?
No, I didn't find all the cats.
Oh. Yeah. The relics, I believe. There's a lot of stuff to find relics. In the game.
Yeah.
But it's mostly shooting. It's mostly shooting.
It's all shooting. It's hilarious that it's shooting because there's all kind of like environmental stuff that you do, like traps and stuff.
The environmental stuff in the game is awesome. So yeah. Lots of explosions. Lots of triggering blades, because you're not just killing one or two guys at a time. You're killing like 40.
Yeah, it's basically horde mode over and over again in a single like playthrough. But then the puzzles, like you saw by shooting too, like so you can have those like tube puzzles where you have to twist them and make the like water flow through them. And you're like shooting at those different pieces to make them rotate. Like it's I find it humorous. And I'm pretty sure that's in the first level. So I hope I haven't e-coveraged out of my limits here.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Did you try any horde mode?
I did not.
I played the horde mode and I actually did it on my own just to kind of check it out. It's interesting because it's, you know, between you're in a smaller space, a lot of bad guys, traps can only be used once per round, and you can swap out your weapons, but you have to buy your weapons in the game. Obviously they cost a lot less, but you can only buy them. So you start off in the first round with just the pistol. And then you can get another weapon, and you can get one of the special weapons, but those only last, you know, a short period of time, and that's randomized. It's kind of cool. It works, and it's fun. So I recommend checking out the horde mode. I'd like to do that with other people, though. I bet it's a lot more fun.
Sure.
All right. I think when's the game come out? End of this month?
I think next week, 28th, I believe. I will say that I'm greatly enjoying the first level of this story campaign.
Good. Well, you know, we played it 2 years ago at E3.
Yeah, no, we enjoyed it then. It's yeah. I knew I was gonna like it going in, and it scratches that itch. You can it's got enough of all the different elements, like exploration and puzzle solving and shooting and just fun stuff happening, that it's well done. Made by Rebellion, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Sniper guys. Psh,
psh, psh. All right, let's talk about HelloFresh for a minute, eh? HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. You got three plans to choose from. Actually, I think there's more now. I'm not sure, but there's at least classic, veggie, and family, and all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. The other day I was, I don't know about you, but I forget to choose. Sometimes I forget to choose in the week.
Been there, yep.
And now they have so many to choose from. It's like almost ridiculous. It's like 12 or more. I don't even know. Like it just keeps growing. But I forgot to choose this most recent one. And I was looking through all the ones that I didn't get chosen for me, and I was like kind of bummed out because they looked like kind of exotic. And I noticed that you can go into your settings now and you can choose like your preferences. So if you don't remember to pick, it will choose based on what you select. So you can select like more exotic stuff. It's kind of nice. It's kind of convenient because I do forget.
That is a good thing.
You can spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love. Did I mention that all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe? I don't know, but I did make some pretty awesome melty Monterey Jack burgers tonight on the grill. I know some CAGcast listener wrote in and wanted to know how the summer of grilling was going. And I will say I've been able to grill a lot of the HelloFresh stuff. We did the figgy balsamic pork last night, and I just grilled up those pork tenderloins. And you know what? They were good. So good. So for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/CADCAST60 and enter CADCAST60. That's HelloFresh.com/CADCAST60 and enter code CADCAST60. It's great. We all love it. Right?
Right.
We do.
Good. Good. Okay. Back to Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and multi-platforming. We've been playing. So when Ship was over, they had this, we were looking for games to play, like two adults would do, like on a weekend night. And we saw that there was like a free weekend of this car drive, this racing game called Onrush, which I sort of remembered hearing about briefly, but didn't really know anything about. And it turns out that it's pretty cool. And I think Ship, you bought it too, right?
I did buy it. Yeah, I enjoyed it enough when we were playing it. It was on sale. I think it's still on sale. The deluxe edition was like $37 or something like that.
All right.
I think that sale is officially over now.
Well, snap. I'm sure it will
be
a good price again.
I'm sure it will be back.
It's not the best racing game ever by any means, but it's so mindless and there's a lot of fun to be had with it. In the way the modes that it like kind of wrinkles into everything, especially with the online. It's like got this pack racing type of, I don't know, just feel.
They tried to make a player versus player squad online racing game.
Yeah.
That they tried to do.
And you're always like part of like the pack. Like it's not a racing game where you're like trying to go around and be the first one to finish a race. Like that's not in this game at all. Like there's no just like, hey, be the first one.
It's always one team versus another team.
Yeah.
Of how many people on a team? Six? Five?
Eight?
Eight? No, is it?
I'm trying to think, like on the loading screen where it plops down all the cars.
No, it's not eight. That's a lot of plopping down of cars.
Seems like it was plopping a lot. it's a fair amount. Six to eight, why don't we say that, on each team?
But each vehicle has sort of different properties, and you have an ultimate. They tried to make it a little bit like Overwatch or six versus six. There's the answer. But it's very much like it feels like Burnout in that you're car checking and trying to wreck other cars. They give you the nice replay.
It's got the best capture objective of any multiplayer game, that because I hate the capture objective roads in most games, but this one it's got a constantly moving like circle that's out in front of the whole pack, and you have to get all of your team's cars in there basically to like fill it up as you're going. Well, you'd have to get them all in there, but that fills it up faster, obviously.
Right.
So you're competing. Both teams are competing to take over that circle as it's moving around the track.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got it. I was pretty pleasantly surprised when I saw that it was a mode.
It's got the loot boxes. You like those? But they're not, can you even pay for them? You're like earning them pretty regularly.
Yeah. If you like Burnout, if you like the crashes in Burnout, then you should check out Onrush for sure. Because it's got that and you play online and... I played a few games online. I did not do very well.
We played some together.
Shipwreck was much better.
You didn't do very well.
I got lit up pretty good.
It's fun though. Like you don't mind losing so much. At least I don't in that game.
It's pretty cool. What else we got here, Wombat, in your multi-platforming and Overwatch Onslaught?
Speaking of games, looking for games to play on a free week, on a weekend. There was a free weekend for Rainbow Six, and we've talked many times in the show how I'm interested in that game, But I'm also hesitant because it's all online and I'm, you know, generally terrible at these kind of things.
Mm.
But every time I see clips of it, I'm like, but that looks like fun and something, the kind of thing I'm interested in. So I gave it a shot over the weekend and I was surprised, really surprised myself even, how much I enjoyed it.
I am surprised also.
Even the 5-on-5. I played a lot of the 5-on-5 over the
weekend.
Really? Yeah.
And you did okay? You didn't get destroyed?
I did okay. People kept asking me to join their party. Friend requests. I got one round. I got two kills in one round, and it was pretty cool. And yeah, I don't know.
That Starbucks was hitting on you?
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, again, it really has a lot to do with I do better on defense than offense.
Well, it's a much slower and deliberate game than any other type game like that. You know,
You're not wrong. So I enjoyed it, and I was gonna buy the vanilla version for myself because I'm like, you know what, I think because it was on sale for $20, it still is actually. But I have to thank Pfeiffer because I was asking questions about it in the Discord chat, and he bought it for me.
Shit.
So I got a gift out of it too.
Fuck.
So thank you, Cag Pfeiffer, for gifting me Rainbow Six.
All right, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you play it. I hope you do better than I do because I play on PC and I'm just.
I think the problem
bad.
Is that you're playing it on PC. I think is the problem.
Maybe I don't know.
I think you should splurge the 20 bones and play with me on Xbox.
I don't know.
It's just the base game. You only get those basic operators. You don't get any of the fancy cool ones.
Dude, I haven't unlocked any operators. I've been playing.
I don't think it's really possible to unlock anything in that game.
Not if you're at my level. I think if you're good, you probably unlock things faster. They want you to pay to get.
They want you to pay more. They want you to pay for everything.
You know,
they
there's
want
like
you to pay for the doodads,
experience multipliers.
Yeah,
they want you. Yes. You have to pay money for.
I love paying.
Maybe not. What's that?
I love paying for that.
Do you like paying for experience multipliers?
Yeah.
I think maybe you can use some of the in-game currency, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know. I know that you can use in-game currency to buy pretty much everything, but it's like...
Yeah, you can to do the multipliers too.
It's like 100,000 in-game currency to get anything, and I think I have 4,000.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near there.
Mm-hmm.
So Gamescom is going on, as we mentioned earlier, and there has been some news from there. I think we were all expecting that Xbox Elite controller or hoping for. I was actually really hoping for a PlayStation Elite controller, but.
I got my Jeff Rubenstein shout out during the Mixer thing they did.
And what was that?
Was cool. My Jeff Rubenstein shout out.
What did he say?
He made a reference to Wombats when talking about Zoo Tycoon.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
They announced that Saints Row is coming to... Saints Row the Third, the best Saints Row game, is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Now, are you in it, or is that still like a mystery?
I'm in it. They confirmed.
He's in it. They confirmed, yeah.
They tweeted out. They said, what's a Saints Row game? Saints Row the Third game without GBD or something.
I don't know.
Like
I'm not really on Twitter anymore, so I don't know.
Oh, you know, I tweeted something about it, and Saints Row tweeted.
I tweeted three times in the last 2 weeks, so I really don't know.
I understand.
And that was to promote Long Island Retro and our show.
So you missed the part about the exclusive GBD story mode in the Switch version.
Is that what's coming? Because I would be into that. Unfortunately, it's not true. But,
where's the GBD Saints Row fan fiction?
You haven't
written
it yet.
How hard could that be? God damn, I should have written something and maybe the franchise would still be going on today.
Yeah.
It's probably my fault, actually.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They also announced that the Hunt Showdown is coming to Xbox Game Preview, which is a game that I have on PC. I play once in a while. It's pretty interesting. Remember we were really hyped up about that game, Ship, at E3 a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So are you hyped up now that it's coming to Xbox?
That was just this year, wasn't it? Or was that 2 years ago?
That wasn't this year.
That 2 years
ago.
That
was like 3 years, at least 2 years ago.
No, 2 years ago, right?
2 years ago.
This is the spider one. The one with the spider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember this game.
Yeah, we played it on, I mean, we played it on PC. I liked that game. I would play some more of it on Xbox.
Sure.
Yeah, it's cool. The problem with the PC version, actually, and the reason why I don't play it more, is it's the matchmaking is incredibly slow.
That was the issue. But we haven't played it in such a long time.
No, I have. I checked in recently, and I was like, oh, this is still so slow. I don't know what's happening.
I figured, because we were playing that when we first played it, it was like pretty early on in early access.
Yeah, it's come a long way, but that part. Still, I still feel like it could be faster, I guess. Also, in early access news on Xbox, PUBG is being released to version 1.0 on Xbox on September 4th. Still probably not 60 frames per second, though.
Glad that means something.
I still play PUBG on my
no, PC that's fine.
I'm glad that you enjoy it.
Something leaving early access, it's just... It's a PR move.
Like trying to get a little bit of the steam the same week that Spider-Man comes out.
Well, in PUBG's case on the Xbox version is so far behind the PC version that it's actually significant because it's like, you know, a lot of stuff is coming to it that hasn't been in the Xbox version yet. So
I don't know. I don't like playing early access games.
I don't like early access games.
Yeah.
It wasn't, well, certainly.
I can never tell. It's the fact that I can never tell, like, okay, am I just playing a crappy version of this game? Like, or is there going to be a better version of it next week? Like,
no, you are. On the Xbox, PUBG is.
Oh, no. I realized that with PUBG.
Yeah.
There was no doubt about that. I stopped playing it because I couldn't handle the frame rate at all. But
yeah, they never. But I think it's still the frame rate still is 30 frames per second. I don't think they're even.
Well, that's better than the 12 that I was getting originally.
I know, but most modern multiplayer shooters are 60 frames per second. I guess, maybe not these big ones on console. Oh well. I think we're at the CAG bag. Could it be?
Yep.
Oh, wow, Matt's so excited. I've never heard him so excited.
Come on, let's get this done. I mean, I love this show.
Whip Smart Banky writes in to let us know that Arcade 1UP has announced cocktail cabinets. And also the reviews started coming in for the stand-up ones. The, what are they, three-quarter size?
Yep.
Okay.
I watched a couple YouTube reviews. They seemed pretty happy with them. Like, there was two complaints. One was that the thing got damaged in shipping, but I think that's because they shipped him a assembled one, and that's why they don't ship these assembled, probably. His other complaint, and these are, you know, minor complaints, I think, there was no way for him to get it to a volume which he considered not loud. Like there's volume control, but it was always like this thing is always going to be making significant noise, I think, was his concern.
Okay. That's not a concern for me, but
not for you. It's in your gigantic basement with
now with these YouTube videos. Since they were three-quarter size, were they able to still do the review while sitting in their racing chairs?
No, they were sitting in different chairs.
Okay, they had to stand up. Okay.
No, they had different chairs.
Didn't you order one of these, Shipwreck?
Yes. An arcade, not a racing chair.
No, one of the 1UP cabinets. Yes. It just hasn't showed up yet.
No, they're not out yet.
Oh, so how do people get them?
I think those are called review units.
They are.
Oh, I see. I thought they were like people started getting their shipments in. Got it.
I think the consensus seems to be for $300, you know, you're getting something that's worth, you know, at least that. You know, it's a good deal, I think, is what they're saying.
I'm looking forward to it.
Not everybody's got the space.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm interested in the cocktail cabinets, actually. I'll have to check to see what the story is with those. I haven't really done any research.
Me neither. I'm trying to see if there's images of them. I don't see anything, though.
I don't think I have any room for more game things, but who knows? But here's a place. Here's a story about finding room for game things. At Carl Kramer writes in and says, what do you think of Tesla's plans to put classic Atari games in their dashboard and let you play games like Pole Position with the car's steering wheel?
Who cares?
I think
I don't care about Teslas.
It's like a problem. It's like something that doesn't need to exist for sure.
It's for a very small portion of the population that has a Tesla.
Well, just forget. I mean, it's not the best play. Okay. If you can play Pole Position with a steering wheel, that's pretty cool. I will fully admit that. Any other application of playing a video game on a screen that's a part of the car, that's not like an Xbox or something, I don't think that really should be focused on. Focus on not committing SEC violations on Twitter. That's what I would focus on if I was running a big company like that.
Yep.
At the Real Dark Paul writes in and says, I got a question. This is the first console generation where I feel it's moved too fast. Talk of the next generation of Xbox, PlayStation is depressing me. We also haven't gotten a mid-cycle upgrade before either, and all of this shit is expensive. Is it too soon?
I just don't know. I mean, old man gamer here. I'm not even sure what the next big upgrade is. What's the next big upgrade?
Well, we certainly do not have 60 frames per second 4K, and we do even have 1080p 4K, 1080p 60 frames per second on like Battlefield
games.
Is
that a big enough leap?
It's a marketing point,
but it's not a big enough. It's not a big enough leap to switch to a new gen.
Yeah, you know, if they think they could sell the machines, it is. It's. I mean, should it be? Is it really? Those are valid questions. But eventually, the right number of years.
I mean, I still don't
by.
Even have a 4K TV yet, so yeah. I feel like I'm behind the curve on this anyway.
I still think that, like, you know, I've said it ever since the beginning that 4K gaming in the living room is like pretty overrated unless you're right on top of your giant television. And I think that most people who have giant televisions are not right on top of them.
I would be.
Not in a sexual way.
Without pants on.
You know what I mean. Like you sit pretty close to your TV, Wombat, in your house, but not nearly enough to really experience the full 4K difference, I would say, over 1080p.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Was that it for the CAG bag?
That's it.
Did I forget to put the CAG bag questions in?
I don't know, but I think we're good.
Well, really? Let me see if there's one more here. Hold on. Hey, Shipwreck, someone wants to know if you've messed with the M cable anymore.
It's still plugged in.
Still uses it.
Yep.
Still like it. I use it every day on mine. It's just plugged into my Xbox. I use it.
Mine too.
Everything.
Yep.
It's my thing.
It's good. There's your answer. All right. I guess that's it. Wombat's got a big day ahead of him on the road.
Yes.
On the road again. Who controls the radio on these road trips?
I think it's probably me if I'm driving, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. It's important.
Yep.
All right. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at CheapED, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, of course, at Video Game Deals. And of course, I will remind you to go to harrys.com/CAG to claim your trial shave set. And for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes of HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com/CAGcast and enter CAGcast30. And with that, we will see you next week.
Bread's done.
From now on, like your parents were, you are the secret force of Pole Position.
They're moving real fast, they're the only ones who can get there on time.
Okay, sis.
And never too far behind, they're always fighting crime.
It's not undercover,
raising
you on
roadie. In the danger zone. Pretty soon they'll be off on a mission.
Hydrofoil mode, roadie.
Hydrofoil engaged, Dan.